All right, now we're talking with Masconomen High School football coach Gavin Monagle. And, coach, welcome back. Vacation week for the kids from school. And when you look at it, kind of a quick 6 or 7 or 8 weeks here, isn't it?
Yeah, it flew by. It really did. Just blink of the eye and it flew right by.
I can't imagine the lessons that are going to be carried over into the fall, or into August, I should say. But looking back at it right now, what are you most pleased with in terms of the overall production of Masco football this year? Because, you know, so many expectations at the end of last year, so many questions up in the air, and then fall. But then you did get to play, and you've had some outstanding performances from your kids. So, you know, if you take a helicopter view from this, how do you view the last couple of months?
Well, I think the kids have done a real good job just meeting all the different roadblocks, obstacles that have come our way. You know, the stepping up into the NEC, obviously that's the first step that, you know, we did know about at the end of last year, and the kids prepared pretty well for that mentally and physically. And, you know, I think the kids have done a good job competing every week in the league. You know, run to a buzzsaw with Marblehead, but they're as good of a team as, you know, we play a lot of teams over the years. They're really good. They're skilled at every position, and including, backs and receivers. But I love their defensive line, to tell you the truth. Those kids fly around the place really good. But as far as us learning things, I think the kids have just learned how to overcome things. Just been, you know, able to just every week, something. There's been a new challenge almost every day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To tell you the truth, more than every week. There's multiple challenges during the week, you know, and just seeing what happens in the practice field. Who's, you know, who can practice, who can't, and the kids have just stepped up. The next kid's been up, and whoever has to go out and play goes out and play. Might need to learn a new position in a couple of days, and they'll do it. Kids have been really encouraging of each other. Kids have been really helpful. It's been a really good team atmosphere, I believe. It's been a great group of seniors.
Mm-hmm.
It really have been. A lot of hats off to those kids. They've overcome a lot. I mean, just as a senior in general in high school the past two
mm-hmm.
years.
Yep.
I mean, what a challenge for those kids, even off the field. You know, you throw football in there and all the demands of football, you know, really can't say enough about the seniors.
You know, I wonder if those demands, Gavin, now that you mention it, actually help the kids, because that way, you know, there's some sense of being normal, in that they have to do what you guys have laid out for them, discipline-wise, and, you know, working toward a common goal and teamwork. And it might take some of their mind off of, other things, you know, if there's someone sick in the family or the mask or whatever, and they can say, yeah, man, this is what I want to do.
Absolutely. No, I think playing sports is great for the kids. I mean, every kid who's out there playing right now, it's definitely benefiting from this, whether it's right now track or mm-hmm. football. I mean, or, you know, back in the spring, this might get my daughter to play 3 sports. You know, by far the best thing to happen to her. She got to play field hockey, you know, basketball, and get ready for lacrosse. I mean, it's definitely the most normal part of her experiences right now. And same with the boys right now. Again, you sense it. You sense that they enjoy being on the practice field. You sense that they enjoy being with each other, you know, because they don't see each other during the day, you know. They don't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most of our kids, even though we're in a hybrid situation, a lot of the seniors do learn remotely, and particularly the seniors. And, you know, seniors, most of the, you know, freshmen a little bit more in the building, but the seniors and juniors aren't as much. And so they see each other, you know. That's their way to, you know, be buddies. And so that's pretty cool. And you do see that on the field, too. You do see that, you know, they're showing up, hey, how you doing? You know, they haven't seen each other all day.
That's cool, yeah.
It's different. They're not, you know, usually they're at lunchtime together. They're at here together. They're there together. They're like, you know, can't be separated during the day, you know. Now they come to practice. It's the first time they see each other. They're hanging around before practice, after practice. So, you know, you do see that as a pretty positive thing, very positive thing.
You know, from time to time, a coach will say, well, we had to move this guy, or due to circumstance, we had to push this guy in this position, and we changed positions, and coaches do that. I don't know how frequent it happens, but have you ever had a kid who said, you know, well, I'm sorry, but I'm this. I'm a defensive lineman, or I'm a running back, or I'm a whatever it might be. And you move the kid, and then the kid comes back and says, hey, coach, thanks, man. This is great. Do you ever have a guy do that?
Yeah, we've had that over the years, definitely. I think, this happens, and it's nice when it happens. It's nice when everything goes that way, you know?
Yeah, well, they understand that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you probably don't know this story, but Keith Coster, I don't know him. He played here years ago with Jim Pugh.
Mm-hmm.
He was like that. And we have an award, the Coster Award. Keith actually
away
a few years back. But again, before I was around, it's a tragic accident. And he was that kid. He was the starting quarterback, I guess, his sophomore and junior year. And up was coming some up-and-coming kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like was going to be a sophomore. And Jim Pugh had to ask him, you know, to move over the tight end. And the kid did it. And the kid was a great leader on the team. He did really well there as a tight end. He was a super athlete. You know, he could do a lot of things. And like I said, he tragically died. And his family gives a scholarship every year to a senior like that, you know, who kind of emulates that, who, you know, works with younger kids, who does anything for the team. Mm-hmm. So it's been a nice award that we've had through the years. And we don't know who's getting it yet this year. The kids vote for it every year.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool award.
I didn't know that, Gavin. Thank you for sharing that. That's very special.
No, thanks.
That's awesome. The Marblehead game, excuse me, I saw a little bit of it in the second half. And it seemed that, man, they just have they have so many weapons. I mean, it looks like they're just strong everywhere on offense.
Yeah, they're really good. You know, they got, you know, it starts with their line, both sides of the ball, you know, and then they have the skill guys. They can throw, they can run. You know, they run great routes. They catch when they throw the ball to you. You know, they just do all the little things. They're fundamentally sound inside and out. Great coaching up there. Super athletes. Potent combination. You don't want to get stuck with them twice. But
I know, that's right. I forgot about that. Holy cow. Oh, man. Well, I think, who is it, Phil Stacey, who wrote this thing? Matt Williams was, he gave a lot of credit to a couple of your defensive guys, including Matt Nadworny and Hayden Canada-Hunt, said that those guys played really well.
They did. They did a good job. You know, they did a super job out there. You know, it's just tough. It sways you down. They're running sideline to sideline. I mean, because they make you defend sideline to sideline. Like, really, you know, a lot of high schools will say that. They run spreads and this and that, but you get a key on some things. I mean, we had some keys, but, you know, even still, they executed so well. But, yeah, Nadworny and Ken Hunter did a super job out there. And, you know, they just all left it out there. They did. All the kids, they left it out there. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, no complaints. Once the game was over, you know, before we left the field, we just said, hey, you know, you guys did the best you can. You know, tip your hats to those guys. They're a super team. And we got to get ready for winter. And,
absolutely.
The kids were fine with that. You know, they felt that we practiced. We had a good week of practice. No question about it. And we felt more prepared going into this game than we did the first time because we had seen them once. But still, they were just very good.
Well, you know, sometimes the other guys are just better. You know, they've got, sometimes they have more talent and the kids recognize that. And, you know, the old cliche, you can't win them all, but damn, you sure as hell try. And speaking of that, now Winthrop, they got kind of, kicked in the teeth a little bit, or at least they were a little upset over the way, the Danvers pulled it out. What do you see from the Vikings? Cause they seem to be pretty strong across the board as well.
Oh yeah, they're really good. That's what I was watching there, Framingham just now. On the video, YouTube or whatever it was. I just pulled that up. Yeah, and we saw the regular games that they've had. Saw the Danvers game. Yeah, it was a great game. I mean, I'm a kind of an old school defensive guy, so I kind of enjoyed that game. And, you know, I know we played Danvers over the years. I was kind of expecting that kind of a game, to tell you the truth, from Danvers. And, you know, just try to keep the score down and play great defense and, you know, take care of some opportunities. And that's what they did. They kind of were able to do it. And, you know, Winthrop, geez, you know, they're tough as nails too. I mean, it's two good teams. I mean, I think we're in the same boat. I mean, we were able to eke out a win with Danvers by a touchdown, and you know, that game could have gone either way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Us and Danvers early in the year, the other night's game could have gone either way. So, you know, we're expecting a big physical football game with these guys. You know, no question about it.
All right, and that is scheduled for Saturday at Miller Field at what is it one? No, at noontime.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I don't know what.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, well anyway, the Gloucester Times says it is Mascot Winthrop noontime on Saturday. So we'll double check that.
Okay, yeah.
No big deal. I guess finally, Coach, as you look at this season, And I'm almost, I shouldn't say this because I don't mean any disrespect toward the seniors, but it's almost like a preseason for a couple of months away. But as you look at it, with so much going on, and then on top of that, your entry into the Northeastern Conference, what do you see that's either similar or different from the Cape Ann League with the way that the alignment is, the teams that you played so far, knowing you've only played a handful so far, but what are the same things or what's different in between the leagues?
Well, I think what's same is it's good football. It's good solid football. I mean, with Cape Ann Lodge, I thought was excellent, very competitive every week, great coaching. Every team you knew you're going to get their best every week. No question, that might be the most similar thing, because I think in the Cape Ann is, the larger team, we knew we were going to get everyone's best every week, no question about it. And here, I think being a new guy in the league, we knew we were going to get everyone's best every week.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that was similar. That's, mentally draining, but I think our kids have stepped up week after week. Really, every week I think we've had a target on us the past bunch of years. And, I think the kids have been really good the way they've handled that.
I think it's great that Masco's in the NEC, and as I've said time and time again, I wish there were a super league of Cape Ann League and NEC merged, with all these lineups that you could have, but it's great.
We did that a few years ago, there was that thing back in, 2013, like early teens maybe, where it was like one through three, divisions one through four, I think it was, that's when North Andover was still in the league then. I said North Andover went to the Division I league with, Lynn English and Classical and I forget who else was in that division. It was good. And it went all the way down. It's I think Winthrop was playing teams Pawtucket, having great games. So I think that was excellent. I'm not sure. It only lasted 2 years.
Yeah. Well, someday, but it's great what you guys are doing now, and it's super competition. And hearing about the kids from all these different communities and how well they're doing and all the aspects, I think it's great. And again, I've said it a million times these last couple of weeks, but congratulations to you as a coach and to your coaching staff and all you educators who have done this, because you have made it fun. And even especially for the seniors, they're going to look back on this season actually with great memories. So I appreciate your taking the time, Gavin. Maybe next week we can sort of wrap this thing up and look back and do a summary of your kids.
Sure. That'd be great. Appreciate all the time you put into this, too.
Thanks, Coach. All right, good luck down in Winthrop. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you very much.
Be safe. All right, bye-bye. That is Masconomet High School football coach Gavin Monagle. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.